T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Steve and Ted here on KNSS 849 here on a Friday morning. Now, three big things. Basketball, Wichita State 72, Temple 69. Two people dead after car-truck collision southwest of Wichita. Whistleblower questions federal response to coronavirus in California. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Been a decent morning in traffic today. The traffic conditions lightening up just a little bit as far as the traffic volumes are concerned right now. And gasoline prices kind of continue to come down. That low end of the gasoline prices that we were seeing yesterday, 209, down another cent to 208 today. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jed Chambers.
Sunny, breezy, and warmer today with a high of 60 degrees. Clear tonight, the overnight low 33. Saturday, sunny and breezy. Tomorrow's high, 69 degrees. Now partly cloudy, we have a west wind at 10 miles per hour and 32 degrees. Hatman Jacks is continuing their store-wide winter sale. Great savings on selected hats and caps for both men and women. Last chance this season for these great deals on winter goods. Stop in at Hatman Jacks at 601 West Douglas at the Clock Tower in Delano. Hatman Jacks. Americans pulled back on their spending in January, even as their income surged, a sign the economy was growing modestly before the threat of coronavirus. The Commerce Department says consumer spending increased 0.2% last month, down from 0.4% in December, and the smallest gain since October. Incomes, however, rose 0.6%, three times that rate, or the biggest gain in nearly a year, spurred by bigger paychecks and an increase in Social Security benefits stemming from a cost-of-living adjustment. And on the stock market yesterday, the Dow sank nearly 1,200 points. Well, this coronavirus thing still having an impact. The S&P is headed for its worst week since October of 2008, losing 137. The Dow was down 1,190 points. The Nasdaq fell 414 points, and the Dow starting the day off a few hundred points down right now as we look for, we hope, some sort of correction here in the next couple of days.
When you start harkening back to 2008, that was the recession.
There's a lot of great things happened in 2008 that I can think of that happened to you and me and our company, but 2008 was a bad year for the economy. There's no doubt about it. All right, it's 8:52, Steve and Ted. Now the Business Journal. An update with the Wichita Business Journal. Complete coverage of this week's Wichita Business Journal Mentoring Monday event. 100 women attended the event that included a guest speaker, a panel discussion, and an opportunity to speak to several of two dozen mentors. Mentoring Monday is an annual event that is held at the Wichita Business Journal and its 39 sister publications around the country. This is all designed to promote and support women in business. An economist who spoke at this week's Wygand Real Estate Forum and 2020 forecast says despite predictions of a recession, conditions are good for growing businesses in Wichita. Mark Dotsauer says it's going to be a very good time to be in business. Dotsauer is a former professor at Wichita State University and a former chief economist at Texas A&M's Real Estate Center and a pioneer. That's right, a West High grad.
Look at that.
This week, the Journal spends 10 minutes with Ronnie Price. He's the mayor of Andover, and he has 30 years of experience in aerospace manufacturing. But now he's focused on improving Andover. Says he wants to make the city a destination location. He says he doesn't want just any business to come to town. He wants specific businesses that attract people from outside Andover. That sounds interesting, doesn't it?
And every mayor says that.
Wichita Business Journal update there. Every mayor says the same thing, huh? All right.
Yeah, they all want attractions. They all want visitors.
Yeah. We, to Stephen's head poll question, I want to bring that up real quick here. It's on our webpage, knssradio.com, and we had a little fun question this week about salad dressing, and the results are in on that. What is your go-to salad dressing?
Mm-hmm.
Caesar, 6%.
That's me. I love a good Caesar salad.
Ted is a really minority there. I like that too, though, by the way. Italian, 8%. Thousand Island got 8% in the poll. Vinaigrette, 14%. Blue cheese came in at 24%. I guess that's my favorite. Ranch is the topper, though. 39% for ranch. How about that?
Do you have a go-to salad in town?
Who has? You know, that's kind of hard to do. There's some of these larger chains put out a pretty fresh salad every time. I tell you what, the one out at Carrabba's, that's a Caesar or something. It's kind of
I've
house
had
dressing.
The Caesar there before.
It's very good. Very good.
It is.
All right. And today's new question, do you fast or give up a luxury to observe Lent? And you have a choice here. Yes or no? The Steve and Ted poll question on our website, knssradio.com. All right, Ted, today is National Public Sleeping Day. I myself have slept in public a time or two, you know, waiting in an airport. You know, if you've got a layover or something, that's public, right? Good place to take a nap right there in one of those comfortable chairs they have in airports across the world.
I couldn't disagree with you more. Don't sleep at the airport. People watch.
Many
freaks and weirdos walking around.
That's
love
true.
People watching
one
at the airport.
Yeah, one of the freaks, though, is seeing how many people are sleeping there at the airport. That's a freak right there. But yeah, I have slept in public a time or two. Now, have you ever nodded off, Ted? I mean,
I don't think I'm a – I must not be a public sleeper. I do it all in my home.
You ever been to a theater and seen a movie like Meet Joe Black or anything like that?
I try not to go to movies that bore me.
Was that the name of it, Meet Joe
Black?
Probably the worst movie that
not
I've ever
your favorite.
Spent 8 minutes watching. Oh, my goodness. Who was in that thing? There was a big
Brad
star.
Brad Pitt.
Brad Pitt was in it.
Wasn't Anthony Hopkins in it?
Anthony Hopkins.
Yeah.
And it was just the worst thing I've ever seen. All right. Is that it for the Stephen Ted Show? That's right. Thanks for listening. Stay tuned. Glenn Beck, Rush Limbaugh, news updates all day. Stephen Ted in the morning, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS Wichita.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.